Sadi Beis Sif Beis. In Be'emsa Tfilosa in Yisrael Lutaivu, person already started davening, and then he gets an urge to relieve himself. So in that situation, Yamid Atzmei Atchi Yigmar Lo Yapsik. A person would control himself, not interrupt the Shemoneh Esrei, because he started Beheter. He had prepared himself properly, or he had no need, etc. So in that situation, he doesn't interrupt. But that's all talking about Shemoneh Esrei. If the person had an urge during Kriya Shema or Birchas Kriya Shema, Bein L'Ketanim, Bein L'Ketolim, so Kari Kedarkai, he continues davening, Zatir Ramoa, V'Davka, Shein Misav Kolkav, these were Mishum Bal Teshaksu. If you get to the point of Bal Teshaksu, so because of this about the Teshaksu, you will interrupt. Now, this is true as a Rashba, Pasuk the Mutter, Trubazeshin, Pasuk the Asur, Zarech Lechalik Kach. So the Ramah continues, says the Rashba says that you continue davening, Trubazeshin says you stop. And we're going to understand the difference is if a person reaches a point that his urge is so significant that he has to that it's called Bal Teshaksu, so then he has to stop even in the middle. That's going back in Kriya Shema, but on Tefillah, the person you don't interrupt till you get to the end. The Mishabura is going to clarify that there's a difference between davening, redavening Shemoneh Esrei as part of a group, redavening Shemoneh Esrei as by yourself. In Betzibur, we're going to be more lenient to allow the person to continue and not interrupt, etc. Okay, Zok to Mishabura. Be'emsa, Sivkot Nches. There's a person before davening did what was incumbent upon him. He relieved himself. Okay. He did not have a need to use the bathroom, and then he started davening. Therefore, even though later on in the Mishnah Esrei he got an urge, I feel the gedolim, even though it's for gedolim. And Rosh Lahafsik Bam, so you do not interrupt. Upashad, it's obvious. The Lachash Asiyim Shmoneh Esrei, Osula Lahamin Atzmai Oid, Rolemer Kedusha. After you finish davening Shmoneh Esrei, you can't stay for Kedusha, you have to go out and use the bathroom. Because that's already a new topic. It's not part of it. You ought to finish Shmoneh Esrei, then you go to the bathroom. Kain Lisa Leel, Simon Hey, Subgimel Bago, Ainsham. Yochel Ahmed Atzmai at Parso. If the person is able to hold himself in to the point of walking a whole parsa, so he's allowed in that situation, he's allowed to learn Torah, he's allowed to say tefillahs. It's just Shemoneh Esrei where he has a problem, and therefore that he would. What the Mishnah seems to be hinting to in that type of situation would be, he would say for kedusha. Let's say that he got this urge in the middle of Shas Kriya Shema or Birchas Kriya Shema. But Salarmer, so the Kiddush of Rizav of Kriya Shema, Birchas Seah, Hu Yochel Leilach Mimokam Zeh, Lamokam Acher, Lipon Hashem, or Lahatamayim, he could walk during these tefillahs to, and Shemoneh Esrei, you're stuck, you have to stand still. So you can't interrupt to go to the bathroom. Over here, you could interrupt, you could walk there. Kamosha Messiahim, Messiah Vasev, in a situation where he had done his due diligence beforehand, and he started without any need, the urge developed, he's allowed to continue. Okay. This heter allows him to continue Birchas Kriya Shema, does not allow him to touch Shemoneh Esrei under these circumstances. That's already a new part of davening. and you can't touch Shon Esrei when you have a need to use the bathroom. Shon Esrei, when you're Nachar, also the Lemer, you can't touch Shon Esrei. Kimon do the Tzarchlin of Kovav. Now, so if you're going to, so if the person is allowed to continue Birchus Kriyashma, but he can't have a Shon Esrei, so where should he stop? So if he finishes all of Birchus Kriyashma until Gal Yisrael, he can't touch Shon Esrei, so he has to go to the bathroom. That's a significant interruption between Gal Yisrael and Shon Esrei, which you're not supposed to do. So he should not wait till the end of Birchus Kriyashma. Alken Yir Lahavtik Al Kaponim, Birchus Emes Yatzif. At the minimum, you will interrupt somewhere in the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, use the bathroom and come back and then continue davening Birchus Gal Yisrael immediately before Shemot Esrei. However, if under the circumstances of Yerusha Tovim, Yachol Lotzis Ben Aprokim, if you have an option of Ben Aprokim, that's going to be better. Now there's no Ben Aprokim, even though many Siddurim it's divided up into paragraphs, there's no Ben Aprokim from the Shem L'Kechem MS goes together. And when once you say MS, you're ready in the next paragraph. So that's not Ben Aprokim. So from the beginning of the last capital of Kriya Shema of Tzitzis, till Shemot Esrei is all one parak. For these purposes. So Ben Aprokim would mean between the first paragraph of Shema and the second, between the second and the third, or between the first bracha and the second bracha, between the second bracha and Shema. Savi would be preferred. A person said, started davening, and he relieved himself, etc. But before he in the middle of Pesukah Zimra, he got an urge, so finish Pesukah Zimra, but he can't start Birchus Kriya Shema. Near the also lemer shuv Birchus Kriya Shema, come shiv the gazatzma. Him kain if he mashe bavur leabas sev simon adal Birchu shayach the Birchus Kriya Shema, a Birchu nechsha kamsa perik shal yetzor. So where does Birchus Kriya Shema start? It starts with the response of Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Olam Bo'ed. So it's not Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, okay, and now starts Yetzer Or. No, the Baruch Hu is shaykh to the Baruch of Yetzer Or, and once you answered Baruch Hu, so you're ready in the next Baruch Hu. But we said over here, he can't start the next Baruch Hu because he has this urge. So it'll come out. Again, the urge was less than a mil. He couldn't last more, I'm sorry, less than a parsa. He couldn't last the parsa. So this, in this situation, in the start of the time of Besayf Pesukah Zimra, Osula Lomer Baruch Hu, to Yenachar, you can't answer Baruch Hu even. In Lo Shiachol Hamid Atzvah Ad Parsa Yesh Tzvah Lahakol Mechanabas of Katan Zayin. But if a person is able to maintain this urge and go wait the time it would take to walk a whole parsa without having to use the bathroom, so it's not such a urgent need. So Chazal, in that situation, well, allow the person in that situation is allowed to say the words of Tefillah and Torah so that he can answer Baruch Hu. Okay. So came the Rambam. The Rambam says this heter that you're allowed to continue Birchus Kriya Shemot Esrei, and Birchus Kriya Shema doesn't apply if you reach a state of the urge is so significant that the Torah, we apply the rule about the shaksu by holding it in after a certain point that the person is making himself full of mias. So that's improper, and that's an isser pashas about the shaksu. I think it was because then was an isser derabanan with an asmacht of the pasuk. So Ramos says it's all talking about the case where there was no Baal Tashak. So the Kabim, El Bisarus Baum. He doesn't have a full pressure that the body's pressing against him to use the bathroom. He has an urge which developed, and it's not a pressure to the point where it's hard to control or uncomfortable to control. In those circumstances, the person should interrupt. Okay. What is it? Ritzalimer, Yud Aleph. A person could maintain himself through the rest of Birchus Kriya Shema and then go to the bathroom, and he's able to do that. But you have about the shaksu, so a person should interrupt and take care of that. So according to this din over here, it's even this applying not only to Birchus Kriyashma but to Shemon Esrei as well. A person's on Shemon Esrei, not feeling the need to use the bathroom, and then for whatever reason he got a strong need to use the bathroom, that there's an issue about the shaksu, your person would interrupt Shemon Esrei and he would go to the bathroom. You'd walk out and go to the bathroom. Vayim Magen Rom, Sheher Marach B'din Zeh, that comes Magen Rom and he says, well, that he's writes extensively on this issue. And Master the B'tibur after Mazadesh and Mordel Rash B'dein Lahavsik B'em Satzvil B'mnei Kabar Abriyas. Since Dr. Shaksu said, this is the Rabbanon. So under these circumstances where it's Pitzibur, it'd be embarrassing. He can't control himself with the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. So Pitzibur, because of the covenant of Brias of being embarrassed, he's allowed to continue. Now, what about a case of a person loving B'yachid? Maybe there she interrupts. No. For Shemoneh Esrei, specifically, we don't mind you interrupting if we don't have to. So we'll submit on that opinion. That's the chayyotim. Der chayim kosel the yesh boy mishum b'tav shaksu yachol lahapsik. He says, no. If you reach the point of b'tav shaksu, you interrupt Shemoneh Esrei. Akabon gamli today en alov chiyav lahapsik kimish yachol la'atzar atzmei atzmei gemar tefillah. Even according to the Der chayim, it's not that you must interrupt, it's that you may interrupt. Okay. V'imi efshol alamed actually, Yimur Shemoneh Esrei. He cannot control himself to then the Shemoneh Esrei. But the Lord says, "Leipanos b'hem." So then he's allowed to interrupt and go and relieve himself. Actually, Shliyapsi b'dibur, but he's not allowed to talk then. Mashmi zed arachakach. Well, now when he goes back to Shemoneh Esrei, what does he do? Mashmi zed arachakach lo yitzarik lach shel roish kiim shekadam atzvila lo hayitzarik l'nakavav. If the time of the interruption, if going out in the Shemoneh Esrei was long, was the equivalent time, it's longer than the actual Shemoneh Esrei itself, so or was or would have been, so then he goes back to the beginning. But otherwise, he picks up where he left off. Yeah. Yud Beis in Rotsa. If a person wants to interrupt, though, he's allowed to. Kriyashma Delel Minekoi, the Talibur Sunday, it's referring to Kriyashma. That you have a right to interrupt if you don't have to, but you have a right to. In other words, the flow of the Shulchan Aruch, leaving out the Ramah for a second, because Shulchan Aruch wrote the Shulchan Aruch without the Ramah, was he spoke about Shemoneh Esrei, he spoke about Kriyashma. Then he said that you can continue that reading. And then he said, if you want to interrupt, you can interrupt. We leave the choice up to you. That's how you're supposed to read that. That's referring back to the case of Shema. The Ramah put a whole thought in the middle, which you lose the thread of the thought of the Shulchan Aruch a little bit, but that's the thread of that's the point of the thought.
What do you mean by that?
If I'm talking, I'm trying to say a thought, right? So I say A, B, C. Before I say C, you interrupt and you ask the question. So I answer your question. Then I say C. I'm not going. The C is not referring back to your question. It's referring back to what I said before. So the Shulchan Aruch said, A, if you get an urge during Shemoneh Esrei, keep going. B, if you get an urge during Kriyashma, keep going. C, if you want to interrupt, you can interrupt. What's he referring to? He's referring to Kriyashma, right? That's the last thing that he said. Well, meanwhile, the Ramah put four lines in the middle. The Ramah's four lines don't stop the flow. The Shulchan Aruch wrote the Shulchan Aruch with no Ramah. There's no Ramah when the Shulchan Aruch wrote the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah wasn't there yet. The Ramah took the Shulchan Aruch and added his thoughts. And he published it. Right? But the Shulchan Aruch published the Shulchan Aruch without the Ramah. So the Shulchan Aruch wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He meant A, B, C. Not A, B, and then C. That's always that. Okay.
And a side question. Do we know
When the memor was inserted, was it inserted on the side the way you say the Taziz and the Shulchan Aruch? Did he actually put it?
He actually put it in. He actually published it with his notes in the middle. In other words, he wanted to create that the sefer should be a sefer which was used by everybody, it was usable by the so it was a lot of times remorse, it's a tangential of the thought of the Shulchan Aruch. So he put it in as such. So Kishma Leal Mine Koi, the Tolbert Sonar, the Matrila Aim Shah Los Mikamachigmer. But by Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have that option. If you want to interrupt, you can interrupt. No, you don't have that option. You're mechuyev to continue. That's why the Shulchan Aruch is understanding it. And the Ramah says, in regards to tefillah, we have this mechukas in the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll differentiate. They're not really arguing. One's talking about a case where they reached the stage of Balthus Shalk, so one's talking about they didn't. Okay. The point of the Ramah was to answer to redefine the machlokes between the Rashba and the Truma Sedeshin, that the Rashba says that even that you don't interrupt, and the Truma Sedeshin says you do interrupt, and the Ramah suggesting the Truma Sedeshin is talking about a case where the person reached the stage of Balthus Shalk, so that's why you interrupt, and the Rashba talking about a case where you do not reach that stage and therefore you do not interrupt. You fell? See, you with me? You good? Yes.
Oh, where were the Rashba and the Truma
Sedeshin? The Rashba is... Well, Mishmer didn't quote it. But the Ramah, in the brackets of the Ramah, it makes a reference to Truma Sedeshin, Pasuk the Mutter, Truma Sedeshin, Pasuk the Osir, Mitzarech L'Chalakach. Right, that's what he means. The Rashi or Paskin that you may continue Shemoneh Esrei, the Shemoneh Esrei Paskin you may not continue Shemoneh Esrei, and we're going to differentiate between the two in the following way. The difference is when you reach Balthus Shalk or not. That's the point, the idea behind that line.
Not Truma Sarashba.
What?
Not Truma Sarashba. Rashba.
Truma Sarashba. I'm not sure what you're talking about. What you're
saying. Not Truma Sarashba.
Truma Sedeshin and the Rashba. Gimel. Sarah Kadam Tila Lahasar Kikhar Beniyo Bakhaldavish Hatarda. Before a person starts Shemoneh Esrei, person is, if he has any type of saliva or mucus, etc., he should try to remove that. Anything which is going to distract him from his davening, before he starts Shemoneh Esrei, he should clear his throat, etc. Dalit. Sarah Lichas Yodah B'mayim Im Yeshloi. A person, before you wash, you daven Shemoneh Esrei, a person has to wash his hands. If it's available. Now, what's called available? V'im ein loy, if there's no water available, sorech lach sachareim ad parsa. You will travel the distance of up to a parsa to find water to wash your hands, that your hands should be clean before you dive in Shemoneh Esrei. Now, this halacha of parsa is hani mili kashahu harlech baderech. The person's traveling in that direction anyway. He started traveling very early in the morning. Before this man of davening, or in the afternoon, it's before mincha, and he knows if he keeps traveling in this direction that he's going anyway. If he keeps going, he'll find water. So you're mechuyev to continue up to the distance of a parsa, which is 72 minutes of travel, to find water, and rather than daven without water. You already passed, they had water back there, you really didn't take advantage of it then. Then you realize, I need to show them Shemoneh Esrei, there's no water. So go back. To go back, you're not mechuyev to go back that type of distance, because it's out of your way. How far are you mechuyev to go? On Mil Chayzer, Yosef Mil Enel Chayzer. 18 minutes travel backwards, he will go. He'll not go back more than 18 minutes.
How long is a parsa?
Parsa is 4 mil. So if you calculate a mil at 18 minutes, 4 mil is 72 minutes. If he's concerned that if he travels forward to find water, by the time he finds water, it'll be too late to daven. You're going to lose man tefila. So then you knock out of b'tzror or b'ofra b'chomidi d'manaki ayin l'kamam m'simer eshtam l'kimbo. So then you should use other items to cleanse your hands. So you rub it in the dirt, etc. So the cleanliness over here is not what we define, we call dirt. It means the uncleanness of the fact that the person's touched parts of their body, etc., which there's a sort of sweaty zoom, etc. See, even that will be rubbed off with dust. You'll have dust in your hands. There's nothing wrong at all with having dust in your hands. Nothing wrong at all. It'd be nice to be clean, but that's better than having the sweaty zuama from touching parts of your body. Okay. Zogdim
Shibura. That's dried dirt as well. It's okay.
What?
Dried dirt.
Dried. When you say dirt, you mean like dust.
I mean, it's mud, but it's dried.
That's fine, yeah. Same thing. You'd give them all their cuts. So why do you have to wash your hands with Shemun Esrei? Talmud Zeh Ayin Le'elbas Emereshim Adal Mishabura, that we had this discussion, what is this halacha of Netila? And he brought over there two reasons. Besides the Zohar's explanation, the Gemara and Shabbos, the idea of the Ruach Ra, which is relevant to the morning, not in the later Tefillahs of the day, but besides the issue of removing Ruach Ra, which actually does not preclude you from davening. Ruach Ra does not preclude you from davening. There are two other reasons that he brought over there, the Rashba and the Rosh. The Rosh says the reason is because a person's hands are constantly moving, and especially when a person's sleeping, it's very possible a person touches part of the bodies which are normally covered, and they're full of sweat, etc. So the hands are not in any state of being that they're proper to daven Shemoneh Esrei under those circumstances, so you must wash your hands. According to the Rosh, you do not need a kli. The goal is to clean your hands. You do not need to use a kli, according to the Rosh. According to the Rosh, we'll point out, applies to Mincha Ma'ariv as well. The Gra points out that according to the Rosh, it's a lacha before you daven Shemoneh Esrei, even though Stam Yadayim are considered ksheris for brachas and for learning, etc., for Shemoneh Esrei we need a higher level of cleanliness. The Rosh says that the reason is because that the same way in this week's parasha, Kisiso, the Kayan, before he would go into the Beis HaMikdash or before he would go into the Mishkan, would have to wash his hands and feet. And that was used as an act of preparing and dedicating oneself to the service of Hashem that day in the Beis HaMikdash. And a person awakens in the morning and he's dedicating his day to the service of Hashem, he needs to wash his hands as a way to show that. The Rashi says, therefore, you need to use a kli, just like the kir was a kli. But according to the Rashi, it's only relevant for shacharis. It's once a day when you get up in the morning. It's not relevant to mincha or marv. Now, so Mishabur over here, gavon tilas mincha marv, sarach l'netila. For mincha marv, you need to wash your hands as well. And that really, the Mishabur over there pointed out, that's according to the Rashi, and not according to the Rashi. So you have to wash your hands with all three tefillas. The Rama holds the heck of the tzarech lito yadav. Person needs to wash his hands. V'loy noto. He did not wash his hands. V'lo nika oyser b'tzor. He did not cleanse them by rubbing it against a small rock. Person would take a rock and, as it were, like clean off the surface of the hands. He didn't do any of that. The Rama holds that you're not yet to davening. If you don't wash your hands at all, any way, shape, or form, you're not yet to davening. The tzarech yin l'din the b'prima adam is masupik. Not like that this shot in the Rambam, and you do not repeat davening for this problem. So you have to wash your hands b'mayim if it's available. By washing for food, we have the luck is that if a person would wash for food, wash deep bread, and not dry his hands, it's like he didn't wash. That's not true over here for davening. The main thing is the washing. The drying is not ma'akev. Okay, so he needs to wash his hands. If he doesn't have, so he needs to travel four mil a parsa forward in his travels. Tzarech v'davka shidei shem meluchlochus. So there's a law that you must travel forward. What type of hands are we talking about? So a person knows his hands have touched places which are not proper. So he should first get water. If that means traveling far, he should get water. If that's not available, so you use these other items to cleanse yourself. But in a case of that halacha, that you must continue to travel, etc., it's only a case where you know that the hands are not clean. But if there's tam yadayim, which tam yadayim halachas are kosher for brachas, they're kosher for learning, they're kosher for kriya shema, just not for shmoneh esrei. So if you, that halacha to mechayev you to travel up to four mil for tam yadayim, that they weren't mechayev you. They're mechayev you a case where you must, when you need it, an atila make your adin. That's what they were mechayev you. So that's a Shulchan Aruch on the next sif. Okay, he has to you go look, search for them up to a par. So lach zacharem. V'im yitzar chayin zel leilach achar kach yichidi. If the result of traveling ahead will take you away from your group, you'll be forced to travel individually, which was not considered safe, because of animals and because of bandits, etc. Let's say that by doing so, this will distract you and get you sidetracked, and you will not arrive in your destination before dark. So you'll be forced to travel at nighttime due to this. Then you're not mechuyav to either. So both situations where you create this semi-level of danger, you're not mechuyav to do it. So there's a law of traveling up to 4 mil, up to a parsa, there's only a person traveling. Now, the issue over here isn't walking versus riding, the issue is traveling versus being stationary. But if you're traveling on an animal, it's the same thing as traveling by foot. So you have some better roads and some worse roads, doesn't make a difference. Now this halacha, you must travel forward because you know there's water there. Unless you're hoping there might be water there, then you're not mechuyav to travel. Because maybe there's water there, you're not mechuyav to travel. You ready? Daven now. To go back, you're mechuyav to go back up to the travel of a mill. Sorry, what?
Forward. He says if there's water ahead of you, you have to go forward, wash for his oven. Even if it's as long as you arrive while it's still day. But if you're going forward, you're not losing any time.
So the loss in Lachsachre means that you're going to, it's a good question. I was wondering about that myself a little bit. So I'm assuming that what he means is that there's some element of side movement which can affect the travel, the extending the travel. I just want to see if you're awake. Okay. Lacharavakoskin suggested Beisai. So the Mishnah doesn't clarify when you're riding how you calculate it. Is it calculated by distance or by time? Right. So a person is driving is a calculated distance or by time. Also, you're clear to keep traveling 4 mil, right? 4 mil is about 3 miles. So that, I'm traveling at highway speeds. Okay, then I'm going to keep traveling another 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes, and that's it. Or you're going to keep traveling 4 mil, the time it would take for a person to walk 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. So that's, I can travel 80 miles in that time. It's quite a distance, quite a difference. So is it measured based on the distance or the time? So Pasha Mishabur holds it, the other place Mishabur talks about it. He's talking about he says it's totally in the time. Okay. Lach, wherever they go back, or Bekoshkin, Shul Yoshev Beis, or he's sitting at home. If you know your hands are dirty, and you know that within an 18-minute radius around your house somewhere there's going to be water available, you're mechuyav to go there. Not mechuyav to go 4 mil, you're mechuyav to go 1 mil.
Mechuyav to go how many mil?
4. Ad mil. Now, it's the solution of ad mil, you mechuyav to travel up to a mil. Is that up to and including, or up to and not including? So it means up to and not including. If because of this, that you're afraid that you're going to lose Mount Tefillah, Legamri, totally. Now, so we say, you know what? You minaka yodah, but you don't go. Now, what about the issue is not losing Dav, there's Mount Tefillah, the issue is losing a Tefillah B'tzibur. So now I have a conflict between washing my hands by washing with water, which I can do, but I'll lose the ma'ala of davening with the minyan. So what takes precedence? So he says, we would prefer you daven tefillah b'tzibur together with the tzibur, and you'll cleanse your hands by wiping it against things which help clean it, and you're not use water. So if the water's unavailable, or you're afraid it's going to miss the zman, so what you do, you knock it out of.
So it sounds, from the way he presents it, that if he can get back before the zman is there, the minyan's going to wait for him. Is that possible?
I mean, he's not going to wait for him. Right.
Right.
So then they said, the daven now and use mini de menaki.
No, but he seems to emphasize if he's going to miss this month, Smatfila, then he's menaki now. But even if he can't get back before this month is over there, but the mini has daven already.
But that's what he means. You lost the time of Tzil Tzibur. You lost opportunity to daven with the Tzibur.
Not just
his mom,
but...
Yeah, I understand. That's what it means. So what's the Yenaka Yodav? But remember, the Einlo Laksar Akar Oz Akar Amayim, don't look for water. Shema Yabra's at the Mizman, you might lose davening. Koshin Lin Yikriya Shema the Vari Oso Lihamton Al Mayim Imesh Shosh Shema Yabra Asman Al Yenaka Vikra. Kriya Shema is the rice, so you don't want to lose the midst of the rice of Kriya Shema because of this issue. So you'll clean your hands and you'll daven. And you'll say Shema. The servant of the mistake which is called Zamana, some argue that with Kriya Shema we don't wait at all. Once the Zaman comes, if you have water, wash your hands. If not, be Menaka, and that's it. Then the Rambam sends you to Simon Reish Lama Gimel. The Shema before Zaman and Mincha talks about when the Mincha is and what, you know, when it starts, when it ends, and what's called you're going to lose the Zaman of Mincha. Okay. Hey. Rochatz Yodav Shachar. The person washes his hands in the morning. But he's lost his focus. He wasn't keeping a focus on his hands being clean. Tzrichim Natila Latfila im Yesh Lemayim. Av Bishayna Yodei Lehem Shum Lichluch V'lo Yavork. I'm not aware of anything that I wasn't focusing on my hands, but I'm not aware of any problem. So in that situation, that's called Stam Yadayim. Stam Yadayim are kosher for brachas. They're kosher for Kriya Shema. So a person has Stam Yadayim, means he washed at one point in time, and since then he hasn't necessarily focused, he's not aware of any problem. So he may daven brachas, learning, Kriya Shema, etc. He cannot daven Shemoneh Esrei under those circumstances, though. He has to wash.
Isn't Kriya Shema more chamor because it's
deraisa? That in that sense it's more chumra, but in the sense that Shemoneh Esrei is the act of immediately Fnei HaMelech, and Kriya Shema is not. So in that sense, Tefillah is more chumra.
This is a din
Rabban. Yeah. This is a halacha that a case where he washed his hands and they're clean, and he's not aware of any problem. Right, so you should wash again for Shemoneh Esrei. But if you don't have water available, you're not mechuyav to wash. That's the Mishnah Berurah referred to. So the cases before, which is saying you must continue to travel, etc., it's talking about a case where he knew the hands were not clean. With the case of Stam Yadayim, yes, you must wash, but you're not mechuyav to go travel for it, etc. Hagov, Afilu, sorry, you don't think Menaka, you just rely on the original Natila. But the flip side, even in case of the hands were clearly not clean, you don't make a bracha. Okay. That's Mishnah Berurah. He seeth that, so he washed his hands, and he seeth that, his mind wandered. It's a learner. There was a long gap between the two, so we have to assume that he wasn't focusing on keeping his hands proper. Obviously, that's true. When you come to mincha, well, I wash in the morning. Yeah, but I don't know what you did in the last, what you've been doing in the last, you know, 5, 6 hours, 7 hours. So the tefillah of the morning will not work for mincha. So for Shmoneh Esrei, you need to wash. And since the person is not focusing on keeping the hands proper, so then we have to assume that the hands, the nature of the hands, they walk, they move around, and therefore they're going to touch parts of the body which would not be proper. That would make to the, or something else which would require an antila. So you need that for tefillah. Avla Torah, the brachas, the kriyashma, stam yadayim, ksheira sein, like we pointed out, that stam yadayim are kosher for other purposes, but for the purpose of shmoneh esrei, they're not. Av semandal, because we regard them, the kriyashma, psula stam yadayim. See, even though over here, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying stam yadayim are kosher for kriyashma, the Pirmigadim disagrees and says, no, for kriyashma specifically, the same way like shmoneh esrei, stam yadayim are not acceptable. Chavav. Ein sorach. Okay, if later on he gets sorry, what's going on? If you don't have water available, you're not mechayiv to look for it. Ain't sorry. Well, the Abakain Sarak Lanakos their son Mamini the Manaki, but you are mechayiv to try and cleanse them with some other type of material. He doesn't know. To possibly touch something which is improper and it's still on there, so you have to clean it off. By washing it off, it'll be removed. This halacha that the mechaber says that if you don't have an option, you daven as such is ain't sar lachzer belito, is referring to a case where the person was not aware of any problem with his hands. It's tam yadayim. Avam nogam amakam matunif. But if he knows his hands have been unclean by touching certain parts of the body or by helping cleaning himself after the bathroom, etc., he must wash his hands before mincha, which means he must look for a source for the water. Okay. Let's hold it here.